and Kuf Chav Avam and Aleph at the bottom. The bottom line over here. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Huda said, So Rabbi Huda says, it's not a continuation, it's a new point. So he passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel that just with Hazmana alone is sufficient for a person to do to be able to use the item. You don't need to do anything more to the item before Shabbos. Tzvi, please be quiet. Person does not need to do anything more in order to be able to use the item from before Shabbos. Feather Markash. The Omer of Yerechon Hachid, Rabbi Yerechon say that. Batanan. Hokisuya Kalim. Shiyesh Lehem Besachiz. We have the Mishnah says, the next Mishnah says, Kisuya Kalim. Covers of Kalim. Are only mutter to move if they have a basic chiza and tolem b'shabbos. If they have a handle, you let them move them on Shabbos. That's the mission. V'omer of Yehuda, Bar Shila, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yechonon, the same flow of Amaroyim. Yehuda ben Bar Shila is the name of Rav Asi, the name of Rav Yechonon. Here is Rav Shula Bar Shila. He adds in V'hu Sheyesh Taras Kli Aleihem. So it requires that it should have a status of a Taras Kli on it. So you see that just the idea of the machshava alone, by the case of the kona, that I'm planning to use it, is not sufficient. It has to have its actual status of a functioning kli on it. We'll see why in Rashi and in the next piece of Gemara after the Mishnah. This quote is really from the light down further down the Yomid after the Mishnah. We'll see why you need it. But you see that just the machshava alone is insufficient. So maybe you'll tell me that the case of the kana also there was a teres kli. It was being used for other purposes besides for closing the door. Rashi points out closing the door. It was some type of a pin you would use to hold the door in place and etc. Something like that. So it really functions with the door, which is part of the building. So that's not a kli. That's part of the binyan. It's part of the building. So that's not considered a kli. But maybe you'll tell me this. Kona was being used for other things which were clearly detached on the ground and clearly did have a status of kli. That's not true. Because, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Taras Kli, we know that Rav Shimon Gamliel does not require Taras Kli of love, but Tanya, because we had which we saw in Kuf Kaf Heyma Beis, Chiryah Shel Dekel, Shagadron L'Shem Eitzim. So he took these palm branches, took it off for the purpose of wood for firewood, so then muksa. Minimah chalei on the yeshiva, and he decided to use them to sit on. Tzarech l'kasha. The Tanakhama says you have to tie them. Mishim megamil or in a tzarech l'kasha, you don't need to tie them. So that those do not have teres kli. They have no other function other than firewood, and you're allowed to sit on them. So with machshava alone, without having concurrent teres kli love, you're allowed to use it. So Rishim leil shita by the case of the kana, the machshava alone. Without the Taras Kli is sufficient to use, but Rabbi Yerchan passing like Rishim Gamliel, but Rabbi Yerchan also says you need Taras Kli. So we are confused. So the Mora says, Rabbi Yerchan sirle kivasi bechada upolag ale bechada. So we're going to have to say that Rabbi Yerchan, who passes like Rishim Gamliel, that you do not need that it should be tied, and just the designation alone for the purpose of using it is sufficient without tying it onto the building, etc. Doing some action to show that's what you're planning to do, that's what it's for. That you don't have that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with thousands like a shirin meal, that's sufficient. However, but that which Rabbi Yochanan says you do not need teres kli, that we do not pass like Rabbi Yochanan meal.
It's all assuming that you change your mind
before Shabbos. Yeah.
Before Shabbos.
Correct. Dorish Rabbi Yitzchok Nafka Apischa de Reish Galusa. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafka gave his rosh and taught by the doorway of the house of the Reish Galusa. Halacha to Rabbi Eliezer. She said, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer says that you need kosher and toli. In the case of the pekaka chalon, it's only mutter to put it into the window if it is tied on, and not only is it tied, but it's suspended in the air. So Mora says that most of Rav Amram, so Rav Amram asked Rav Yitzchak Nafka, we have a Mishnah later on which seems to say not like that. So the Mishnah says later on at the end of Mamash, at the end of the, all the way at the end of the Masechtim, the Mora says a story which took place, and the Mora says with Chomin said there was an issue of a question of Tumah going from one house to the other, and there was an opening which would allow Tumah to come in, and they took an item, they told her to take an item and fill up the hole which would allow this Tumah to come in. There was also, they measured to see if there was a large, the size was significant enough that needed. They lower that, to get to the item to see if it was the case where there was two houses, and there was this thing which is functioning as where one had Tumas Mace in it, one did not have Tumas Mace, but there's other people in it. There was something covering the airspace between the two which would allow the Tumah then to come out of the window of house number one, go under this barrel, come into house number two. In order to figure out the process, they did a few things over there. They had to, I guess they went up to the roof and they lowered down to see if there was a hole in the gigas which had the hole large enough, it would have been about to the status of the gigas. If it would not have been transferred to Tumah, so they took this item and they tied it on, lowered it down to measure. So they tied with a gemi, which is something which is not a permanent type of a tie. They measured, and then when they saw it was a problem, they put something in the window to block the Tumah. So you saw from that midiram lamadu. The Mora says from this story we derived that shepoikikin, you're allowed to be poikik the window with something, even though the item they used was not attached from before Shabbos. It wasn't kosher and it wasn't toli, it wasn't tied and it wasn't suspended, not like a Eliezer, right? And they did that. They measured it, and you're allowed to measure for the purpose of a mitzvah. That's the case over there. The point was measuring for the purpose of mitzvahs, even though the Chazal prohibited measuring on Shabbos because it's part of the sale process, etc. So it looks like you're selling, etc. So they asked that. But for the purpose of mitzvah, they allowed that. You know, mitzvah for to check out whether there was tumah there. So similarly, you would be able to measure if the mikvah was kosher. You're allowed to measure temperature on Shabbos. Kesher, and there's cases of kesher, which is not a kesher shakayama, you're allowed to make this not l'chadchila. That's the Mishnah says over there. So you see, you're allowed to be poikik, even though it wasn't kosher and wasn't toli, not like Rabbi Eliezer. So how can you, Rabbi Sanafka, say you pass like Rabbi Eliezer, you need kosher and toli? So Amalei Abaya, my daitech, why do you feel it's a valid question? Mishnah d'ktani stoma. Because we have this stam Mishnah, this presents it that it's okay, without any, attributing the halacha to any individual, says this is the way this is the halacha. So that's Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah. Well, if that's your that's why you have a question. So Nagar Hanigur Nami Stamahi. We have Nagar Hanigur, which is presented the Nagar Hanigur Shanelam Mikdash of Lamadinov. So the Tanakhama says that you could only use, and the more explained the Tanakhama, where there was a really Eliezer. And it's presented as a stam statement, and then Rabbi Huda, it says over there that Rabbi Huda argues like it's like opinion A is like the chachamim, this is the din, and there's a rabbi Rabbi Huda argues, it means that Eliezer's opinion is being presented as the opinion of the majority. Well, it doesn't say name. The point is, it doesn't say name. It just says this is the din without any name, and Rabbi Huda argues. So it means it's being presented. This is the opinion, and there's one person named Rabbi Huda argues, which who we passed him like. This is the Stam opinion, is going to be like Rabbi Eliezer. So you have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer. We have a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Eliezer. So why are you, and Rabbi Yitzchak Lafer passing like the one like Rabbi Eliezer? So you say, well, but what about that Mishnah? So, well, what about this Mishnah? Like, why do you feel that Mishnah is more significant than this Mishnah? So it's also Stamahi. So why are you asking a question? More answer, Philohi Maisa Rab. We have a rule in Shas, when Chazal did an actual action, that has more significance. Maisa, in the case over there, the Mishnah later on, the Kufman Zion, was a story which took place. Chazal did this. And they were poitek. So, and that's presented as a mice of Chazal. So that's Rav, that's strong. So that's why we feel that question is strong, and therefore we do not pass on the Kibbutz Yes. See Rashi at the top of the page. So this halacha of Kisu Kelim, you can move Kisu Kelim, the covers of Kelim, is mutter only if they have a base of Kisa, base Yad, Kisha base of Kisa, they have a base Yad, they have a handle. Hafazin Ram Rabbi Huda, Bushyesh Teres Klealein. Rabbi Huda quotes in the name of Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Yechanan, they have to Teres Kli. Shakisa Roy Latashmish La'atzmai, the Bach adds it. It has its own usage besides being the cover of the Kli. Who did he tell him Shabbos? That's when you let him move it on Shabbos. V'imla ain Teres Kli, love it. It doesn't have another function as a Kli besides being the cover. La'arminan Kisi Kli Hava Kli. You don't say, well, the fact that it's the cover of the Kli, therefore it's automatically a Kli by itself. That alone doesn't make it into a clue. Now, Rashi says, one second, we had the beginning of the parak, the loss of Shita Teva Migdol. We had the doors of the box, which is at the ton of Masnis and Nertlin. We said at the beginning of the parak that they have a din of a clue, that they're considered part of the clue. They're considered a clue as part of the clue. I.e., because the door of the box is also considered a clue. Now, the door is not really a clue. It's, since it's part of the kli, it gets the lochos of a kli. So why doesn't the kisui also get the lochos of a kli? I said no. Yesh teres kli alein. They had an independent status of a functioning kli besides being the door of the box. Why the ruin leishav alein? You could use them to sit on. Losis alein lemazanus the katan. You could use them to have a kid eat off of. They had other functions. Okay. Now the kolam mefarish amai bein and beis achisa. So we needed to have a tin of a kli to be make it not muksa. Why do you need a handle? So that's the more later on. Why you need a handle? Halva teres kli then. If you consider it a kli, so what do you need a handle for? Anyway. So amal of yerachon midi deleka teres kli alav loy metaltalin. You can't move so much as not a kli. V'haikana my teres kli alav. So the case over here of the stick, how does it have a status of a kli? Ika. So, Imishon the Pesach Menoelba, you use it to keep this door open or open or locked or open. Ainzu Teres Kli Alav Ela Teres Binyan. That's part of the building, so it's become part of a building. Doesn't give it the status of a kli, which would be allowed to be moved on Shabbos. V'chitei Mahochinam. Maybe you'll answer me the Ika Teres Kli Alav. This kana does have another function besides being part of the building. Therefore, it has Teres Kli. How would that be, for example? Now she says, Shorla Hapa Mazesim, or the Fatebra Gersim, use it to you have your Zesim, which are heating up in their, after they would harvest the Zesim, they would put into large containers to let them sit there and continue to ripen, and you put organic material together in one closed area, it's going to heat up, etc. So that would hasten the process of the making it easier for the oil to come out. So you would turn it inside there. You would move it around. You stir it around. So you need it. You were using the kana, this kana, for that purpose. You can use it to open up a nut. You whack it on the top of the nut. Right. So. But we know that Rosh Hashanah says you don't need that. Because he says, by the case of the Chirish Aldeko, that you don't need that. This Rashi, which this piece of Rashi over here, we're just going to skip it. They say that Rashi had different gears from the Gemara, and this next Rashi was referencing that piece of Gemara. So the more answers are true, like Kavasa Pechad, Rabbi Yochanan is passing like Ramil in one point, the Mesukah of Bishen of Kosher. You don't need tithe as long as it's been designated from beforehand. The boy tears kli, but it has to be something which can be used as a kli. Came along with Rizal Nafka said, Allah, Yezer, the Bein and Kosher of a Tol. You need it should be tied and suspended. He said, 1 second, the Red Lamad, the Perak Basa, the Morse of the story, the last Perak of the Masechta, you may Abba Shal Ritzalik, you may Abba Shal Bebitness. There's a story in the generation of the father of Tzadik, Ritzalik was saying over from the name of his father, this is what happened. In the times of Abba Shalom Bebitnis, Shepok was a Moor, but Tfiach, they closed up a Moor, which is an opening which let light in, with this Tfiach, with this like some type of like a cup. No, the Tfiach was, Tfiach is a cup. Some type of item which you stick into the hole. Okay. You plug up the hole. And then, together with that, it was all part of the process, because there's a makeda begami, they took a makeda, which is a cup, with a gami, which is a type of a very, very pliant type of a plant, which is strong, which you can use for as a string, and they tied it up to lower it down into the gap to see Ledem Yesh Begigis Paseah Tefach, if the barrel had a gap of a tefach, thereby allowing the tumah not go from one side to the other, and we don't have to worry about the whole thing. Rasam Mefarash says the story over there. The Ketanim Mishnah says further, Midiram Lamadnu, from this story we can derive Shepoiket is a Moor, but Dover Shenim Kosher, but totally you're allowed to stuff up the Moor with something, even though it's not tied and suspended. It was totally independent. The Kershon Kasher Shenim Shekayam Lechatkila, you're allowed to go Lechatkila and tie a knot which you're planning to untie immediately. Umoyden Mikvah, Melonius, you can measure if the purpose to see if the Mikvah was a valid full, the right amount to remove. So if you have a question, is the Mikvah, was the Mikvah Kosher or not? And we use the mikvah Erev Shabbos, and now we have a question: is there tumah over here because this thing was didn't get it come tor? Well, we can go check the mikvah to see if it has enough water. If you want to measure a piece of clothing, a piece of cloth, worn out cloth, whether it's large enough to accept tumah or not, it touched an item which is tamei. Is it tamei? And now, meanwhile, it touched food. So is the food tamei? Well, it was too small, so I want to measure it. I'm allowed to measure it on Shabbos. So if I said my daituch, the musaf to the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka meho. Why do you feel it's a good question of his Nafka? Because Moshe Shneidel call Hamani Rabbanon. I can tell you that mishnah where there is the Rabbanon. Yeah, we know really has to argue with somebody. So that mishnah is going the other title. Like, why is it a kasher? So that can't be the kasher. Elamai source the kasher because it's a stam mishnah. We b'shem the ketani lo stoma musaf to leg. You're asking the question since it's presented as stam without any attribution. So indicating that's the opinion that we follow. I mean, it's also among true rabbanon since we present it as a stam opinion of like the rabbanon. So we see hilchos kavosai. Well, what about if that's the true? Because nagar and nigger, nami stam a ketani law. We stam sasamon behold true b'liyazer. Also, we have a stam mish over there saying like b'liyazer. So my answer is my sirah. The Melech Mina, we derive more from a case of a Meiser. The Kiman, the Samach, the Mebed, Uvda, the Kula, since the Chazal relied on this opinion to actually do it, even though it's a Kula, Shamino, Hilchazi, obviously that must be the Halach. Satamish. Kol Kisa Kelim Sheshlan Besachiza, Nitolim Shabbos. If a cover of a Keli has a handle, you may move it on Shabbos. No, that which you need a handle is only if you're talking about covering up a cistern, a bore, etc., a pit, which is part of the car. Whether it has a handle or not, you tell them a shot. Rashi b'kisa character could go in kisa bor medus. You have a covering you're using on top of a pit, on top of a cistern. Davi kibayda. So if you put you're putting a piece on top, it's basically you're filling up a hole. So it's like bayda. The answer is ilav the mucha beisachiza the law the mishkal laturei of it. But say if there's a handle, it's obvious it's made for going on and off. It's not you're not just trying to fill up a hole. If it has no handle, so all I see is basically you're putting a board in place to cover a pit. That's like fixing up the ground. That's quite. So that's why over there I need a handle. But by Kalim, why should you need a handle? Amar Bihuda Bashila, Amar Vasi, Amar Biachon, Mushiesh Taras Kliyaleya. There's a lacha that you need handle. You also need it should be a functioning kli by itself. So now the mercy like this. So Rashi pointed the flow of the mercy like this. If it has the issue isn't muks anymore. Say, well, it's a piece of wood. So I need a handle to make it not look like a piece of wood. Therefore, it's clearly not muks. No, it has a taras kli anyway, so it's not muks anyway. So what do you need a handle for? By Kisa Kalim. I don't understand. What's up in the Tanakam? So Moshe says, you're right. The Kuliyama like this. Everybody agrees. Kiso Kakos, Imesh Labesachiza in, Eloi Loi. Someone just made the cover ground, Karka. It must have a handle, otherwise it looks like you're doing Bainu. Kisa Kalim, Alba Gavda Einlan Besachiza. If you're dealing with, like your Rebbe said, that it has a Taras Kli, it's been used for something else anyway. So I don't need a handle. There's no need for a handle. You have a barrel. Clearly it's a barrel. You have this covering which you use on the side for a plate. So it has a taras kli because it's a plate. You want to stick it on top. It doesn't have a handle. Who needs a handle? So where's the machlokes? In our Mishnah, you please give a kelim the chabrino ba'ara. We're talking about kelim which are attached to the ground. Masaber gezrinon, masaber lo gezrinon. So, for example, the Morris can give an example in a second of a tanner. A tanner is a kli, but it's a kli which functions attached to the ground. So you want to put the top of the tanner, because we said before they used to put a cover on top of the tanner to keep the heat in. So you want to do that with this thing which has no handle. Well, the guy's going to say, I can do that with the pit also. So that's the machloikus in the mission. Lishnachrina, a different version of the same point. Ki pligi bikisi tanner. So it's along the same lines that we can is it something parallel to a kisa kelim or not a kisa karka? But they have another function, an independent function of a kisa kli or in a klihu. Just the fact that it's covering kli doesn't make it into a kli. So what's the machlokes? Rashi said, what's the motivation to explain it? We just explained that it has a taras kli. Therefore, it's a the memor, so we need to explain what the machlokes is. Therefore, the Chumra only arguing in the case of kelim which are attached to the ground. Dilu kelim d'alma, just at regular kelim. You don't, even though there's no handle, you should be able to move it now. If it has a taras kli, the cover itself has another function, A, and it's covering a kli, why should you need a handle? The human the ikas taras kli alay and kaimi, we're talking about they have a taras kli also. Mali ika besachiza, mali leka besachiza. What do you need a handle for? So you're right. So in that case, you don't need a besachiza. Elevi kisa kelim hamachuborim the karka. We're talking about kelim which are attached to the ground, going to town of a kirayim, for example, town of kirayim. Who the pligi mishum the domo b'mixes the kisei barbadus gezeira hana otohani. So therefore, the gzeira from one to the other makes sense because there's elements of similarity. Hadol kelokem zok the mishum. The issue over here is partially perception, and there's cases where, in other words. Before the language of the mission, the first mission was on this sugya was Mexico Moshe Al Binyan. It wasn't Moshe Al Binyan Mamish because obviously he was planning to take it off. He's just putting it there for a period of time. It's just Mexico Binyan. It just looks like Binyan. But perception over here is not it's not a Marasayan issue. It's people will perceive that and draw conclusions that you're allowed to do Binyan. People perceive it as Binyan, we have to deal with it as boner because it's going to teach people lessons about boner, not about. It's not a question of marazayim. People are going to take it to an aveira. But Mexican boner creates problems in halacha because people are going to draw wrong conclusions and derive halachas from what you're doing that it's permitted. Imagine you see Rabbi Einar Zatzal doing this thing. Oh, it's mutter to do it. Well, you don't know what he's doing. You think he's doing boner. He's not doing boner. He's doing something else. Right? So that's a chazal asidi. Right. Correct. Right. Since you're planning to put it there and take it off immediately, we don't look at it as an act of boina because it's clearly not. Well, even when we saw, I mean, it goes into the idea because I'll discuss. Can you do boina? You know, again, because I'll say, can you do boina on something which is temporary? You know, the idea being that Chazal did have problems with it because, again, you know, if this is mutter, that's going to be mutter. You know, so we said, you know, just stay away. Now, this mission deals with the issues of tirka, or lack of, Chazal prohibit, because of a question of exertion, that they prohibit certain actions. So the issue over here was, I need an area to sit, and I have barrels there, and I need to move these barrels to create the space to be able to seat people there. So Mishnah said, the mefanan afilu arba v'chomish kupas shal tevin v'shal tevua neha archim. So I have guests which are coming, so I need a place to seat them. So I need to move out four or five of these big containers, kupas or big containers of tevin. The tevin wasn't muksa because it was used for animal fodder, so it wasn't muksa. So the issue is over here is not a muksa issue. I'm allowed to move it, but you know, this big container full of tevin is going to be a big tircha. Chazal permitted for the need of the archim. Or we needed more space in the base of medrash for people to be seated, so you're allowed to move that. Avaloy is the oitzer. Your person cannot do it to an oitzer. And the more is going to discuss what exactly is the issue of oitzer is the cloakers in the Gemara. Okay. We'll see.
Storehouse.
Now, what are we allowed to move? It says that we said tevin, we said tvua. Tvua is grain. So obviously, regular usable. But you know, what type of grain are we talking about? We found in Shuma Tahara, we're allowed to move Shuma, which is tor, udamai, even though it's demai, which normally demai is not edible. But the law is you may feed a niyim demai, even though demai was a case where mirabonin is chayiv in meiser. In rice, we say we assume the meiser was taken. Mirabonin is chayiv in meiser. She can't eat it. She can't eat it. The karenayin a muksa problem. And the Mor says, no, because halachas, you may feed, since it's only drabbanan, mikra din deraisa, we assume that it's not a problem. So Chazal allowed you to use it to feed aniyah. So if I have an aniyah, I could feed it to him. So it's still not considered mukhs. When maiser rishon shilu trumasoi, maiser rishon, which the truma has been taken off, and the Mor, so it's maiser. And the truma's maiser of it, trumasoi means it's truma means, when a person would give the levy maiser, one tenth, a tithe of one tenth, the Levi would then take one tenth of that and give it to the Kohen. Until he does it, he can't eat it. So the Mishnah says, if he did it, you're allowed to. Okay, the question is obviously. More so, what's the Kiddush? Obviously. So it's fully functional grain now. You know, it's, you're allowed to eat it. So what's the Kiddush? The more discusses that. So Mishnah Sheni, you can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim unless you're poited. And you were poited. Again, the more so, what's the Kiddush? Or Hektish, which you're poited, you're allowed to eat. The more so, what's the Kiddush? About Termas Hayavesh. Termas is a type of a vegetable, which is yavesh, so it's edible. And the Gemara again will point out like what's the neshu maichol. It says over the laniyim. It says on the side you can feed these things to aniyim. Amalor is tevel. You can't move tevel. The Gemara says obviously the Gemara is going to grapple the other way. What's the chiddush? Obviously, if it's tevel, which means it you have not tithed it yet. You can't eat it. You can't use it. So obviously you can't move it. It's muksa. Lo is my serishin shloim trumasoi. My serishin, which the truma is nice, has not been removed. And the Gemara is going to talk about what the chiddush of that is. Well, it's Maaser Sheni, you have the Shalinifto. If you weren't part of them, you can't. You eat them outside of your Shalayim. The Morse says, okay, very good. Obviously, you can't move them. Veloyas a loof, veloyas a kardel. You can't move loof and kardel. Loof is a type of a bean, which is not edible when it's raw, even for animals. No, you can't do anything with tevel. You can't do anything with tevel. That's the Morris question. So what's the Kiddush? Obviously, if you can't do anything with it, it's muksa. So obviously, you can't move it. But The halacha is kohanim, whether neim, not neim, no kohen can eat tevel. So kohen can eat truma, can't eat tevel. Tevel is not a tevel. The problem with tevel is not that there's truma mixed in. Well, I can eat truma, I can eat the. It's till you do the process of tithing it for truma. There's an isser called tevel. It's an independent isser called tevel. This is a discussion not current, whether it's but even the current can't eat tevel. You can feed it to your birds, your orev. Say if you're a person who raises falcons, so you can feed your loof to your falcons. Okay, there are usages for it. Chavile kash, chavile etzim, chavile zradim. So you have bundles of kash, straw or wood, or zradim or so. Rashi says it's you have your it's a type of a reed, you know, a vine, which when these are still supple and still soft, you would prune them off. That's the act of being mazarated, and for the purpose of you could use it for the purpose of eating or the purpose of firewood. So if they designate it for the purpose of feeding it to the animals, so you can move it. Otherwise, we assume it's for firewood, and it's milk sunshines. We found in Zekrashi in Sarkel Mekayman Loheshiv Sham Archim Lahasa Besuda. If you need to move, open up the space to seat your guests, by Tamidim the Drasha, you need to, there's blocking the space for the Tamidim to sit for the lesson. Lachashin LaTircha the Shabbos. They're not worried about the Tircha on Shabbos. More than more, he says, what's the issue with the Oitzim? They found in Chumash Tahara, Zakrashi, Klemmer, Mao, Mefanin. What are you allowed to move? Dabar Roy, something which has to be usable. Kuhn Elu, for example. Chumash Tahara, the Chosel, the Behemoth Kuhn. So even though it's grain, you can't eat it as is, because you're not going to eat grain. But you give it to the Lachos, Kuhn's Behemoth can eat it. You still can't eat Chumash. But the Kohen's wife, the Kohen's Evan, and the Kohen's Behema could eat Truma. So you understand where Yisrael counts in the hierarchy over here. Aval Truma Tameya Loi. Now it has to be Truma Tahara. What about Truma Tameya? The Phil Behema's Kohen Luchas, the Shabbos. Now, why can't you feed the Truma Tameya? So long as the Kohen can't eat Truma Tameya, it's Chayiv Misa de Shemayim breeding Truma Tameya. So, can't eat it. But you're allowed. But it's not also b'hanah. You're allowed to burn it. You're allowed to feed it to your animal. So why, if the het over here is feeding it to the animal, so why is the mitzvah stressed truma tahara? Even truma tameya should be so. So that's Rashi's question. Maybe we'll pick up the Rashi tomorrow from that point.